From Tidbits on October 11th, 2011, this is new iPhone 4S adds voice recognition and goes global, written by Tidbits staff. The iPhone 4S, announced at Apple's media event last week, features upgrades across all its systems with the addition of voice recognition and dictation through a new component called Siri. Improved internals mean a faster phone and notably faster graphics, as well as a potential doubling of the highest mobile downstream rates. What doesn't change is the industrial design of the phone, which retains the look and feel of the iPhone 4. An improved camera will produce better photos in low light conditions, take photos more rapidly, and shoot 1080p high definition video. An upgrade to the phone's cellular systems, incorporating both GSM and CDMA technologies, means that the iPhone 4S can be used on any network in the United States and most networks worldwide. The new phone will be available on October 14, 2011. Apple started taking pre-orders on October 7, 2011, and racked up over 1 million pre-orders in the first day. In the United States, with a 2-year contract for cellular services, the iPhone 4S will cost $199 for 16 gigabytes of storage, $299 for 32 gigabytes, and $399 for 64 gigabytes, retaining the same pricing as the iPhone 4 had for the 16 and 32 gigabyte models. There was no 64 gigabyte iPhone 4. Yes, they will be available in both black and white versions. Apple will also continue to offer two older phones at reduced prices under 2-year contracts, the iPhone 3GS for free and the iPhone 4 for $99, both with 8 gigabytes of storage. Although this may not be as significant a deal as the addition of Verizon Wireless, the iPhone 4S will also be available from Sprint Nextel in the United States, leaving T-Mobile as the odd carrier out. We're sure existing Sprint customers will appreciate this. Sprint's coverage area is among the poorest, and it has been hemorrhaging customers for years. However, among the 4 major U.S. mobile operators, Sprint retains the only unlimited mobile data usage plan for new customers. AT&T and Verizon have grandfathered unlimited plans, and T-Mobile throttles services to dial up modem rates after a monthly limit is reached. While the free iPhone 3GS will be available only on AT&T's network, the subsidized iPhone 4 will be available for AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint customers. Outside the United States, the iPhone 4S will be available in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, and the United Kingdom on October 14th. Another 22 countries will follow on October 28th, and Apple plans to hit a total of 70 countries by the end of the year. Siri voice recognition. The iPhone 4S feature we're dying to try is Siri, a voice recognition and voice synthesis system that's tied in with expert system analysis of what you say. You can ask Siri for information, such as recommendations for nearby restaurants or the current weather, or use it for dictation. It can speak to you and read items and documents. During the keynote, Apple's Scott Forstall demoed Siri with a variety of questions. When he asked what the weather would be like today, Siri returned the forecast. Queried for a great Greek restaurant in Palo Alto, Siri responded, "I found 5 Greek restaurants and I've sorted them by rating." Siri has direct access to Wikipedia and Wolfram Alpha and can thus define words and make calculations such as, "How many days until Christmas?" Other examples include setting timers, looking up contacts, creating notes, and searching the web. Siri isn't limited to command and control, though. Forstall showed Siri reading email messages in the notification queue, and you will be able to compose and dictate mail to Siri. The real question is how accurate Siri will be in real-world usage, since there's little more annoying than talking to a command and control system like a toddler or correcting egregious errors in dictated text. Initially, Siri will work in English, French, and German, and Apple is calling it a beta, promising more languages and services in the future. It's worth noting that Siri runs only on the iPhone 4S, undoubtedly due to needing the processing power of Apple's dual-core A5 CPU. That chip provides up to twice the performance of the iPhone 4, and the dual-core graphics are supposedly up to 7 times faster. Despite that, talk time has been increased to 8 hours. A clearer picture. The best camera is often the one you have in your pocket, and while the iPhone camera has improved over time, there's no question that it hasn't competed well with even point-and-shoot cameras. With the iPhone 4S, Apple is aiming at that market, switching to an 8-megapixel sensor that takes photos at 3264 by 2448 pixels, which should be sufficient for an 8x10-inch, 20x25cm print. As Charles Maurer has discussed in a number of Tidbits articles, the raw number of pixels in a sensor isn't the only important factor in image quality. The iPhone 4S has a backside illuminated CMOS sensor that enables it to gather 73% more light than the iPhone 4 sensor. It also features an infrared filter for improved color accuracy and uniformity. Then there's a lens, which features 5 lens elements to provide 30% better sharpness. It also lets in a lot of light, with an f 2.4 aperture, which should result in good low light performance. On the processing side, the camera can do face detection, which can improve focus, and automatic white balance, which improves color thanks to an Apple designed chip. Most importantly, it boasts a mere 0.5 second delay between shots. Apple has posted several unretouched sample photos for viewing and download, although notably, they're all shot in daylight. We'll have to wait until the iPhone 4S is released to test the low light performance of the new lens and processor. On the video side, the iPhone 4S's camera is capable of HD video at 1080p with real-time digital image stabilization and real-time temporal noise reduction. Cellular networking. The iPhone 4S is a world phone in the true meaning of that phrase for the first time. Past iPhones that worked worldwide were still restricted to the GSM standard, which dominates with billions of users. However, the competing CDMA standard, used by Verizon Wireless and Sprint Nextel in the United States, is still employed by hundreds of millions of cell phone owners. Apple made a special model of the iPhone 4 for Verizon. The iPhone 4S now includes both CDMA and GSM technology, allowing the sale of a single model around the globe. Unfortunately, the world phone turns out to be more about simplicity in Apple's manufacturing process than portability for consumers. See Apple's World Phone Isn't Global for Customers, October 7, 2011. The iPhone 4S promises improved 3G data speeds for GSM networks, doubling the previous HSDPA download rate of about 7 megabits per second, raw, not usable, to 14.4 megabits per second. AT&T and T-Mobile have deployed HSPA Plus networks that are even faster than that, although those networks will support Apple's new higher rate along with the previous slower speeds used by other phones. Networks with 14.4 megabits per second and faster download rates are also available in many other countries. In practice, faster networks are better at handling capacity, more phones in use in the same area around a mobile base station, than in necessarily speeding up a given phone's download performance. Those hoping for an iPhone with LTE, long-term evolution, built in to support AT&T and Verizon's in-progress 4G networks will be disappointed, but it's not surprising. The necessary chips aren't yet small enough and cheap enough to include in a handset as small as the iPhone, and they continue to consume too much power. Carriers want to call HSPA Plus a 4G technology, by the way, and Apple joked about that during the announcement. But HSPA and HSPA Plus are just faster renditions of 3G and share the same old architecture. LTE is something new. Apple has also said that it created a unique two-antenna system for cellular connections that should improve call quality. While the company didn't offer many details, it said that the iPhone 4S could switch between the antennas during a call, and this likely eliminates the holding it wrong problem that was overblown after the iPhone 4's introduction. Most cell phones have areas which, if covered by skin, drop signal reception, and the iPhone 4 was no exception. With the capability to switch between two separately optimized antennas, perhaps with different polarization and different lengths, the iPhone 4S would presumably toggle between the two when signal quality drops. Current iPhone customers of AT&T and Verizon can determine whether they're eligible for Apple's advertised pricing. The two-year subscription plan subsidizes the hardware's initial cost. If you've recently bought an iPhone, the price may be higher. For example, Jeff Carlson purchased an iPhone 4 last year. AT&T shows that the 16-gigabyte model will cost him $449 before November 25th, 2011, or $199 after that date. You can check your eligibility at Apple's site. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I'm taking your picture right now.